Field of the Society, We Have Failed, Our Diaspora. They were the people that kept this country afloat through the bad times. Those people that left in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, they put the money on the tables of an awful lot of homes all across Ireland. And I feel that those people now, a lot of them, you know, people in the 40s and 50s that left, they're no longer around, but the people that are in the 60s and 70s, they're not going to be afforded the opportunity to vote because, you know, a presidential election, they get in for 7 years and then they'll probably be, you know, left there for another 7, that's 14 years. So there'll be tens of thousands of people that would have had a vote will not be getting a vote. And I feel that.
And it's almost very ironic to think that, you know, there are people, Irish people, like, say, Conor McGregor, for instance, that's threatening to run for the president. There are people of different odd nationalities and walks of life considering running as well. Many of them now, of course, are living in this country at this stage. But you would feel that the expats who are living abroad, living in UK, living in, say, the likes of America and so on, do they feel completely left out and completely disenfranchised from this particular election now, do you feel?
Well, you see, I probably can speak for them because I worked for 10 years abroad. I lived in Merton, Australia for 3.5 years and then spent over 7 years in London. And I always worked with the Irish community. And yes, of course I do. It was mentioned back then, and that was back in the 80s and early 90s. It was mentioned then. My late father-in-law, my late mother-in-law, they were married in London. My wife was from London, and that generation of people never got the vote. And those people did not go on the exotic holidays abroad. They headed for the west of Ireland or Kilkenny or wherever, all across this country, to spend their couple of weeks with their families every year. You know, and they gathered from the day they went back after the holiday so they'd have money to come again the next year. And it is a given because I know, and thankfully I had represented Leitrim abroad as Cathaoirleach, and I met them in London, I met them in Luton, and I met them in New York. And those people, they've never left. You know, the heart and soul is in Ireland, but unfortunately, we don't appreciate the sacrifices of those who've made.
Have any reasons been given to you why no changes were made to the legislation to facilitate such a move taking place, allowing these people to vote?
Well, I suppose for years they were afraid that, you know, you mightn't get the president that we wanted. But do you know something? The people abroad are more tuned in today than they've ever been, because before this, it was either the paper, the newspaper, or a letter was the only news that they got. Nowadays, you have it, you know, the social media, you have the WhatsApp, you have everything that's going on. They're well tuned in. And, you know, in New York or all across America, we had a massive movement of people there back in the 70s and 80s. A lot of them would have been the time of the Troubles and that. I suppose they were afraid that regardless of what you know, person had run, that might be a big influence. But I don't think that ever would have had any real bearing on it. So I'm disappointed for them because they are the people that we do reach out to. We all know the big business people that did well, you know, abroad. But we always forget the hundreds of thousands, even millions of Irish that just ordinary working, decent people like the ordinary people in this country. But we have forgotten about them, and I think it's a disgrace.